Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Sunday Gathering, a time to connect with Creator through prayer and reflection. Each week, the clergy of the Community Catholic Church of Canada gather to worship together, and we invite you to join us. We are an inclusive and progressive denomination in the Anglican Roman Catholic tradition. And now, let's prepare our hearts for worship and create sacred space to be blessed by God.
Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty God,
to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor.
Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole hearts. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. We ask for your forgiveness and your unlimited mercy to embrace us and restore us with your grace. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by the Holy Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. The collect for the 18th Sunday after Pentecost. Almighty God, you have created the heavens and earth and ourselves in your image. Teach us to discern your hand in all your works, and to serve you with reverence and thanksgiving. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Proverbs, chapter 31, beginning at the 10th verse. A capable wife who can find far more precious than jewels. The heart of her husband trusts in her, and he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not harm all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax and works with willing hands. She is like the ships of the merchant. She brings her food from far away. She rises while it is still night and provides food for her household and tasks for her servant girls. She considers a field and buys it. With the fruit of her hands, she plants a vineyard. She girds herself with strength and makes her arms strong. She perceives that her merchandise is profitable. Her lamp does not go out at night. She puts her hands to the distaff and her hands hold the spindle. She opens her hand to the poor and reaches out her hands to the needy. She is not afraid for her household when it snows, for all her household are clothed in crimson. She makes herself coverings. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known in the city gates, taking his seat among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them. She supplies the merchants with sashes. Strength and dignity are her clothing, and she lasts the time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. She looks well to the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her happy, her husband too, and he praises her. Many women have done exactly, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her a share in the fruit of her hands, and let her works praise her in the city gates. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Psalm 1. Happy are those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or take the path that sinners tread, or sit in the seat of scoffers. But their delight in the law of the Lord, and his law they meditate day and night. They are like trees planted by streams of water. They yield their fruit in its season, and their leaves do not wither. In all that they do, they prosper. The wicked are not so. They are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of righteousness. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Giver of life, save us from the desert of faithlessness, and nourish us with the living water of your word, that we may bring forth fruit that will last, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
Okay. A reading from the book of James, chapters 3 and 4, beginning with the 13th verse of chapter 3. Who is wise and understanding among you? Show by your good life that your works are done with gentleness born of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not be boastful and false to the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, devilish. For where there is envy and selfish ambition, there will also be disorder and wickedness of every kind. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without a trace of partiality or hypocrisy. And a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace for those who make peace. Those conflicts and disputes among you, where do they come from? Do they not come from your cravings that are at war within you? You want something and do not have it, so you commit murder. And you covet something and cannot obtain it, so you engage in disputes and conflicts. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly in order to spend what you get on your pleasures. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
They went on from there and passed through Galilee. He did not want anyone to know it, but he was teaching his disciples, saying to them, Son of Man is to be betrayed into human hands, and they will kill him. And 3 days after being killed, he will rise again. But they did not understand what he was saying and were afraid to ask him. Then they came to Capernaum, and when he was in the house, he asked them, What were you arguing about on the way? But they were silent, for on the way they had argued with one another who was the greatest. He sat down, called the 12, and said to them, Whoever wants to be first must be last of all and servant of all. Then he took a little child and put it among them, and taking it in his arms, he said to them, Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me. This is the gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning, everyone. Today is the 18th Sunday after Pentecost, and we just had a rather short gospel from Mark today, and I especially love that last verse. Just to set the scene again, Jesus is holding a small child as he sits among his disciples, and he says to them, Whoever welcomes one child in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me. In our baptism, we are all welcomed as a child of God. I'm pretty sure that's in denominations. So remember, all of us who were baptized were made a child of God. So following on this gospel, whoever welcomes any of us who were baptized welcomes him, welcomes Jesus himself and his Father. I point this out because I was baptized, confirmed, and even ordained in the Christian faith. So I consider myself very much a child of God. And I was rather surprised to recently be rejected by some who call themselves Christian. And so it might seem to me that the opposite of what Jesus said is also true. If you reject one child in my name, you reject me. Rather sad, If you recall the baptismal service, the priest says, as he signs the cross on your forehead, I sign you with the cross and mark you as Christ's own forever. That's forever. Not until someone else decides you're not his child, but forever. In your confirmation, and here your bishop is involved, one of the parts of the service says, defend, O Lord, your servant. That was me and mine. Your heavenly grace, that she may continue yours forever and daily increase in your Holy Spirit more and more until she comes to your everlasting kingdom. So we continue to be a child of God, and hopefully, as the passage says, daily increase our Holy Spirit more and more. In the ordination service, the bishop asks the ordinant, will you in all things seek not your glory, but the glory of Jesus Christ? I have known a few priests in my life, and many take this to heart, but there are a few out there that need to revisit this question. What does it all come down to? Well, as always, those two great commandments, of course, that Jesus spoke of many times, that tie all the Ten Commandments together. Love God, love each other. I myself have preached on these two great commandments. Jesus didn't ask us to love only the ones who are lovable or the ones we feel like loving. He asked us to love everyone, come all children of God, which meant that we're welcoming him. In the Good News for Modern Man version of that verse, rather than saying, whoever welcomes me, but the one who sent me, is a little bit different and says, whoever welcomes me welcomes not only me, but the one who sent me. The addition of the word, the part saying not only me, makes it clearer, I think. As Christians, we have made a commitment to God in our baptism. That commitment's taken on by our parents and godparents until we could understand it and take it upon ourselves. It's even more meaningful to those of us who are ordained and accept the Holy Spirit at an even greater level to dedicate ourselves to those two great commandments and to welcome every child of God, and so to be welcomed by Jesus and indeed by him who sent him. And since I rather dwell on the last verse of the gospel, how about the last verse of that second reading? You may remember the line. It said, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Some of us feel very close to God, and others don't feel that close connection. I know of many people who have doubted God, or at least doubted God with respect to their lives, or perhaps with respect to everything in the world in general. I've never doubted God in my life. Some might find that odd, and I can't say it's because my life's been perfect, because it's not. Among my own challenges were divorce, single parenthood, near bankruptcy, diagnosis of multiple sclerosis, the loss of many people close to me. But for whatever reason, I've believed that there's always been a bigger plan, a lesson to be learned, a reason for everything. It's hard for some to believe that. With wars going on, hurricanes causing damage and destruction in their paths, even those money markets going up and down. We pray for all, and prayer is a very powerful tool. One of the last lines of that second reading begins with, you ask and do not receive, because you ask wrongly. What should we be asking for, and how should we be asking? That's a question that's probably baffled Christians since early times. If God's so powerful, what is it that we should be asking for, and indeed, what is it that we actually need? So many questions, and that we ought them all answered, and I think that asking properly in those prayers is an entire homily of its own. But what's the final answer? What's the final answer to that question even in Jesus' time? That we can kind of find it in today's psalm. Again, looking to the end of the reading, this time to the last two verses, that say, therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. The answer is that we live holy and righteous lives as best we can, and that if we praise our Father and turn to him with prayers of thanksgiving and need as necessary. He likes to hear the thankful prayers, especially, I'm sure. I like to start my mornings with praise and thanksgiving rather than launching into the things I'd like to ask for. Anyway, I'm afraid that I ranted on a bit from the beginning of this homily, and I was surprised by a rejection of some who call themselves Christian. It was a particular Christian denomination that I grew up with, and more specifically, a particular parish of that denomination, actually. Thinking about it, it does make me proud to be with the Community Catholic Church of Canada, though. I can confirm to all that we are inclusive and welcome everyone, and that makes me feel very warm and cozy and closer to God. Okie dokie, let me see if I can summarize up my wanderings through this homily. So I tackled the last line of each of those readings. What's the last line, the final word? What am I really trying to tell you in this homily? Well, we're all children of God. That gift was given to us at our baptism. We're told in our confirmation we will continue to be His. We are asked to welcome the child, all children, everyone, so that we will also welcome in not just Jesus, but the one who sent Him. We are asked to keep the two great commandments, love God, love each other. When we ask something of God, we must ask properly, and we need to add those prayers of thanks. As we draw nearer to God, He will draw nearer to us. And all of this has been true for centuries. The services may have changed a bit, but the basics don't change. I hope that appropriately summarized my wanderings through today's readings. Summary is one thing, though. How about the bottom line of it all? I would say that comes back again to love God, love each other, and with some prayer and drawing close to God for good measure. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Amen.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord, saying, Lord, hear and have mercy. Pray for all who confess the name of Christ. Fill us with the power of your Holy Spirit.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
We pray for those lives are bound in mutual love and for those who live in celibacy, be their joy and their strength.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
For all in danger, for those who are far from home, prisoners, exiles, victims of oppression, grant them your salvation.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
For all who are facing trials and difficulties, for those who are sick and those who are dying, show them your kindness and mercy.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
We pray for one another, we may always be united in service and love.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
We pray to be forgiven our sins and set free from all hardships, distress, want, war, and injustice.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
May we discover new and just ways of sharing the goods of the earth, struggling against exploitation, greed, or lack of concern. May we all live by the abundance of your mercies and find joy together.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
May we be strengthened by our communion with all Christ's saints.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
Let us glorify the Lord, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Praise Him and highly exalt Him forever. In the firmament of His power, glorify the Lord. Praise Him and highly exalt Him forever. Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Linked by spirit, voice, and intention, we are wrapped in the love of God, all one in spirit, beyond the limits of time and space. Around the world at this very moment, countless prayers are being lifted, songs of praise are being offered, bread and wine is being blessed to nurture God's dear children. United in Christ, we lift our prayers and praise to God, and we give thanks that we too are spiritually fed in this time of worship. Lord Jesus, you call us to follow you. We love you above all things, and we give thanks that you transform our hearts with your love. Embrace each of us now. Unite us to you in this time of worship and every moment of our day. We give thanks that we are all fashioned by your love, gifted by your grace, and upheld by your loving presence. May the blessings that we receive in this time of sacred connection move us to be blessings in the world. Amen.
May we be the hands of Christ assisting one another. May we be the voice of Christ speaking up against injustice and unloving actions. May we be the heart of Christ reaching out with compassion and healing. May we have the understanding of Christ and see all as our brother and sister and this planet as a sacred and holy world. And may the Holy Spirit guide us and empower us this day to accomplish our purpose with love and abundant joy. Amen.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. May the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and everyone whom you love this day and forevermore. Amen.
Go forth in the world and rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you for joining us this day for our time of worship. If you have a prayer request, please send it along to communitycatholicchurch@gmail.com. If you'd like to make a financial donation to help support our ministry, please visit the website at www.communitycatholicchurch.com. Join us next week at 10:30 a.m. for the next Sunday gathering. Blessings to you in the name of our God of love.